The strip lights go on this winter afternoon, and I get ready to leave. I never come away, but I think that this may be the last time I shall see her. And it's almost a superstition, therefore, that before I leave, I should make eye contact with her. It's sometimes for the first time, as she can spend the whole hour not looking at me, or not seeing me if she does. Kissing does not make her see me, nor stroking her hand. A loud shout may do so, though, and certainly if I were to squeeze her arm or cause her pain, she would look at me then or even cry out. Otherwise, there is this settled indifference to my presence. To make her see me is not easy. Sometimes it means bringing my head down, my cheek on the coverlet in order to intercept her eye line and obtrude on her gaze. In this absurd position, my head virtually in her lap, I say, "Goodbye, ma'am. Goodbye." If this produces no satisfactory epiphany, a widening of the eyes, say, or a bit of a smile, I do it again. The spectacle of this middle-aged man knelt down with his head flat on the bed, of no more interest to the other old women than it is to my mother. Getting no response, I kiss her and go to the door, looking back for what I always think will be the last time. What I want to see is her gazing lovingly after me, her eyes brimming with tears, or even just looking. But she's not noticed I've gone, and I might never have been in the room at all. I walk to the station. "You have given the best," says a hoarding advertising another home. "Now receive the best." And in the film, faintly would come the sound of the geriatric Horst Wessel, that sad, mendacious anthem, "I am HAPPY."